and over him. Its cables were as strong as steel, but of a sticky, flexible substance like spider silk. The more he struggled, the more tangled he became, and something kept drawing the net tighter and dragging him back toward the water. He would have great difficulty with the verbal parts of his sorcery beneath the river. The knowledge of the possibility that he might be vanquished by lesser beings stabbed through him like a blade of ice. He was up against something he could not overcome by brute force. The blow of fear, the existence of which he could not confess even to himself, stilled his rage, made him take time to think, to act appropriately. He tried a couple of sorceries. The second effected a break in the net just before he was pulled beneath the surface. He came out of the river carefully, with concentration, and so avoided a trap armed with a blade that could have sliced him in two. Safe for the moment, he took stock. Minor, all the damage done him. But a dozen such encounters could accumulate into something crippling. Was that the strategy? Wear him down. Likely, though each phase of each trap had been vicious enough. He proceeded much more carefully, his emotions, his madness under tight rein. Vengeance could await achievement of the more important triumph in the north. Once he had taken that keystone of power, he could requite the world 1,000 times for its cruelties and indignities. There were more traps. Some were deadly and cunning. He did not escape unscathed, alert as he was. His enemies did not rely upon sorcery. They preferred mechanisms and psychological ploys, which for him were more difficult to handle. Not once did he see anyone other than the cavalrymen who dogged him. He found the gates of the great port city Beryl standing open and its streets empty. Nothing stirred but leaves and bits of trash, tossed by winds from the sea. The hearthstones were cold, and even the rats had gone away. Not a pigeon or sparrow swooped through the air. The murmur of the wind seemed like the cold whisper of the grave. In that desolation, even he could feel alone and lonely in spirit. There were no ships in the harbor, no boats on the waterfront, not so much as a punt. The haze-distorted shape of a single black quinquereem hovered beyond the harbor light, well out to sea. There was a statement here. He would not be allowed to cross the sea. He was sure that, whichever way he chose to walk along the coast, he would find the shores naked of boats. He considered swimming, but that black ship would be waiting for that. He was so massive that all his energy would have to go to staying afloat. He would be vulnerable. Moreover, salt water would leak through his protective spells and gnaw at the grease, and then at the clay. So, there was little choice. He must do what they wanted him to do and go around. He pictured the map, chose what seemed to be the shorter way. He began running to the east.